of the guy.
Well, who said I'm the guy?
I guess I am.
Oh, I appreciate it. You know, it makes me feel good. But, I mean, you know, the way our team is built, you know, it's not a, you know, we don't have superstars. It's a collective whole. You know, it's a group thing. It's a team thing, you know. You just look around the state of Iowa as it is, you know, it's like a family atmosphere. So when you get here, Major University of Iowa football team, you know, that family atmosphere feeds off of the, you know, the college town. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sure you've been to Kinnickin game day. You know, everybody's coming together. You know, you travel to the bowl games, it's like a home game. Travel to some away games, it's like a home game. You know, so with the way our team is built, we're built to feed off each other. We're built to help each other out. We're built to do the thing for the man next to you, not for yourself.
When you watch tape of last season, what did you see about yourself? What did you like, and what did you say, I need to work on this before next year?
Whatever Coach K tells me I need to work on.
What did he tell you to work on from watching the tape? And maybe you think that, you know, is it a specific move or strength or...
Never anything specific, you know, just keep progressing, keep doing what we coach you to do, and, you know, you'll continue to get better as a player, and that's what coaches tell all the players.
Did you have the season last year that you hoped to have once you kind of got into that role and got to be out there on a regular basis?
Season that I hoped to have, you know, no, not at all. You know, you always walk into the season just – trying to get better, you know, and I look back on it, you know, we're very hard critics on ourselves, I guess, so I said that, but we always just try to find ways to push it, you know, just keep getting to that next level of play that's feasible to reach.
Broderick was just saying how he kind of relishes this role of kind of being viewed as a leader on the defensive line now. Is that similar for you? Is it something that you hear, okay, you're one of the guys that everyone's kind of depending on, that kind of excite you, motivate you?
It's another part of motivation, you know, seeing how being viewed as a team leader by others is a very big thing, you know, new thing. But, well, I should say being singled out as a leader is a new thing, because we're always looked at as leaders, as a group. You know, you're brought in, like, if you need to speak up, you need to get some, if you need to put something in line, put it in line. You know, you're never too young, too inexperienced or experienced to set the tone for what has to be done, what has to get done, you know, in terms of working, playing hard or whatnot. So, you know, being a leader, you know, that's nothing, that's actually nothing new.
You played with some really talented defensive linemen last year, two of whom are being viewed very highly in the draft. What did you take away from being teammates with those guys and being out there with them?
You referring to
Adrian, Christian, and Carl.
Okay, three guys. Yeah. I mean, they pushed it. You know, those guys, they pushed it. They never settled for they never settle for less. You know, you can ask them about the production. You know, ask Adrian about his production, you know, last year, the year before, Christian or Carl, they'll say, I need to get a lot better, just like you asked me. You know, we're always worried about getting better, you know, and some years down the line, you know, still playing football, you know, God willing, ask them, how did you play last year? And they'll tell you the same thing. It's the Iowa mentality. You know, we're always trying to get better. And that's what I can say I've learned from them. Learned from Matt Crowell, Mitch King, Brian Madison, Kenny Webema. You know, it's just our personality around here. You know, we're always working to get better.